今年我们教会选用这个利未记做我们讲到信息的主要的书卷。
And since I've chosen Leviticus as the book, the baseline for our sermons.
所以呢，今天我的信息就是以这个希伯来书的经文作为一个基础和背景。
Then mine will be, in a sense, also be cross-referencing to the book of Hebrews.
可以吗？哪个 slide？ 生活那个标记啊？对啊，对的，这个对对对对。Yeah, okay. 好，有身形的我们OK， 好，可以了吗？好，在新加坡可能比较少看到牛。
We don't see many cows in Singapore.
我们看到的牛呢，都是在冷冻库里面的。
By the time you see them, they are all cut up and frozen.
对吗？所以有时我听到有些新加坡的小学生说。鸡是没有毛的。
And so I've heard Singapore children saying that chickens are without feathers.
我说怎么鸡没有毛呢
？How could that be？
因为他们没有看过走动的鸡， because, 全部都是在冷冻库看到的鸡，所以他们说鸡是没毛的。
Because I've never seen live chicken before.
好好，如果大家看过牛的话，看过牛的话，你会发现有些牛的身上是不是有个有些的号码或者是一个字在的身上？
If you have seen cow, live cows before, do we observe that actually have some numbering on them?
你知道为什么那只牛身上会被打上有这个烙印吗？
Why is the cow being branded or labeled?
为什么？
Why?
为什么还要去有那个印跟它的号码出来？
Why they electrocute the cow? No, electrocute lah. Sear.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？Yeah, 因为当时我想说这个用那个很烫的铁去打上去的时候很痛。
Well, because you know to sear the cow is actually brought them a lot of pain.
所以呢，现在他们都用别的方式。
And so now they use different ways to brand the cow.
他们可能用那个烟就是比较好、比较没有痛的去弄上去，或者是你看到他的耳朵，他们有一种就是有一种的number 那个卡由他们知道。怎么去 check 那个牛
These days they might either use liquid nitrogen or they may just tag the ears.
Yeah, 所以他们为什么要做这些事情呢？是有原因的。
The reason for there are reasons for doing so.
就是表示说他们能够追踪这只牛到了什么地方。
The purpose is to track the accounts.
然后呢，也是说那个标记这只牛呢是属于他们的。
So the tagging will prove that the cow belongs to them.
比如说我们是便雅悯支派，对不对？我们就 chop 一个便雅悯支派 ，Yeah.
So for example, the Benjamin group will just tag themselves Benjamin.
所以牛边的人不要过来抢牛。
And so the Reuben tribe shouldn't come over and snatch our.
单的人不要过来抢牛。
And neither should other tribes.
也另外一个原因呢，就是也防止那些人来偷这些牛。
And one other reason is to prevent the flock from being stolen.
Yeah, 因为就算你偷了之后，因为它有个印在身上，所以你没有帮它去什么擦掉嘛，对。
Because the labeling will show once again who that cow belongs to.
所以这是他们这些养牛的人，他们要为什么用这个方式来去做这些，去证明这些牛是属于他们的。
And so we have the purpose of branding or labeling the cows.
好了，今天我们都称自己是基督徒。
Today we all call ourselves as Christians.
我们也认为这是属于上帝的子民。
And we see ourselves as people of God, belonging to God.
对不对？所以我们也算说每个人身上都被盖了一个印章，对不对
？And so we think that we are all also being branded, labeled, or marked.
对不对？好，如果你没有带印章也没关系。
If you don't have a mark on you, that's also fine.
你们有没有身上带十字架
？Do we actually wear a cross?
有谁带十字架的？举手看一下。
Who wears a cross? Put your hands, please.
哇，够大嘞！这个哇，够大嘞！对，哇哈，这个十字架也可以表示一个说你是基督徒一个记号，对不对
？Well, that also in a sense signifies that we are Christians.
Yeah, 所以如果我们说我们是基督徒，上帝的子民。
So you say that we are Christian, we are people of God.
这样，请问我们上帝子民，我们圣洁身份的标记又是什么
？Then what actually signifies our holiness as people of God?
我们圣洁的标记是什么
What is our mark of holiness?
来，让我们看一下哈，在这个利未记之前的一卷书。
In the book before the book of Leviticus.
啊，叫做什么书？利未记之前的一本书叫什么书
？Before Leviticus, what is it?
啊，出埃及记是，对。Yeah, 以后我们请陈安长老来叫我们唱那个圣经书卷啊，陈安长老。
We have to wait for him to be 啊，陈安长老
啊，对， oh, okay. 来叫我们唱那个啊圣经书卷书，创出黎明神等等等等等是吗？好像类似这样。好，就是啊前面那本书叫做出埃及记。
So before Leviticus, of course, we have the book of Exodus.
就在这个书里面呢，上帝已经不断去来向以色列人显示说，上帝是一位圣洁的神。
The book Exodus therein that God is a holy God.
然后呢，他进入到利未记的时候，更告诉以色列人。
And when it comes to the book of Leviticus, this point is being emphasized further.
Yeah, 他是圣洁的神，所以属他的以色列人呢。也要圣洁。
That God is holy and all who belongs to Him are therefore holy.
呀，我们看一下这个利未记的这个记载，经文记载。
Let us look at the verses from the book of Leviticus.
十一章四十节跟四十五节这么说。
It says in chapter 11, verse 44-45.
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
所以你们要成为圣洁。
Consecrate yourself and be holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
Because I am holy.
你们也不可在地上的爬动物污秽自己。
Do not make yourself unclean.
第十五节。
Verse 45.
我要把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华要做你们的神。
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God.
所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Therefore be holy because I'm holy.
Yeah.因此呢，我们在整卷的利未记里面
，and so in the entire book of Leviticus，
我们会看到有各种不同献祭的这个类别。
We find there are different ways of offering.
就是刚才我们所看的，其中有就是五个重要的祭出现。
The five types we actually run through them early on.
我们也看到在利未记里面有说，你要献祭的时候要怎么样献，怎么样献，怎么样献，怎么样献，怎么样献。
In the book of Leviticus, we also told how we are to go about making all these different types of offerings.
如果你仔细去看的话，你会发现就是说，每一种的祭，它的这个细节，它的过程都有很仔细的说明。
When we take a closer look, we find that every type of offering, there are details, you know, there's minute details that's given to us.
因此呢，这样我们就非常清楚，假如说利未记它要告诉我们的。这个主要的目的是什么呢
？And so we ask a question: What's the main message of the book of Leviticus?
第一个就是认识上帝是圣洁的。
First is to know that God is holy.
Yeah, 因为当刚才我讲过了，当圣洁的上帝，当他主动来到以色列人当中的时候
，And to know that when this holy God come to Israel,
然后也上帝临到这个会幕之中的时候
，And when He come into their tabernacles or their tent.
他们需要借由各种不同的献祭来向上帝表达感恩或者是忏悔。
They will have to express their thanksgiving, their repentance to God through all the offerings.
为什么这样呢
？Why?
因为人在圣洁的神的面前呢，他们会显得有很大的一个差距。
Because there is actually a great difference when men stand for man and God between man and God when they stand before this holy God.
特别是当神临到他们当中的时候，他们更觉得说：“哇，我跟神之间怎么能够在一起呢？”那种的张力的出现。
When standing in the presence of God, man will ask, "How can I be before standing before this holy God?"
这种的感觉就好像我们说，当一个王帝出现在一个乞丐的面前的时候
，It's comparable to a beggar standing before a king.
那个乞丐心里面肯定是会很紧张，会很压力。
The robber will feel pressured.
因为他就说：“哎呀，我怎么那么的肮脏？我怎么那么的好像说跟这个这么高贵的这个王在一起，好像不大配这样。”
He will think that you know I'm not suitable to you know, stand before a king.
啊，所以有这样的一个感觉的出现。
So they have that kind of emotions.
因此呢，我们看到献祭呢，其实就是要上帝呢为人提供修复神人之间的这个重要的步骤和管道。
And so we see the offering serve to help to repair the relationship between man and God.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点是什么呢
？Secondly，
第二点就是能够就献祭能够维持与上帝美好的关系。
So secondly is to help to maintain the relationship between man and God.
你可以从立位记里面看得到。
We see this in the book of Leviticus.
他们有一套很好的这个所谓的献祭的系统。
There's a system of offering there.
啊，每日献什么，每周献什么，每月献什么，每年献什么。
As in, what are they to offer every day, week, month, and year?
然后你继续看下去呢，你看到要他们有很多的节期，他们要去遵行。
As you read on, we also read about the festivals that they are to keep.
然后呢，这些所有的事情主要提醒以色列人什么事情呢？
And what does this remind the Israelites?
就是提醒他们说，你们按时献祭呢，是要从上帝的那边呢，得到罪被洁净和赦免。
And that reminds them that when they do all this, they will receive forgiveness from God.
借由这献祭呢，使他们成为圣洁。
Offering help them to maintain their holiness.
让他们感受就是说，哎，我可以来亲近上帝了。
It let them know that they are able to approach.Their God.
哎，我是可以来敬拜上帝的。
And they are able to approach Him to worship Him.
因为我透过献祭，我得到被洁净了。
Because through offering, making offerings, they are cleansed.
然后因此将来我能够跟上帝呢，能够维持一个良好的关系。
And being cleansed, they can have a healthy relationship with God.
当上帝临到他们会中的时候，他们不会感到非常的害怕。
And they need not be fearful when God's presence is amongst them in their tabernacles.
然后呢，借由这样的一个方式呢，让他们能够一直跟上帝维持很。
And so such a means help them to maintain their relationship with God.
当然，很重要的也就是说，让他们知道他们是属于上帝子民的身份。
Of course, very importantly, is to remind them of their identity as people of God.
你去献祭，献祭，你为什么献祭？就是说，因为你是上帝子民，所以你要献祭。
They are being reminded that they make offerings simply because they are people of God.
这是他们的这个身份的其中一个印证。
This is an expression or confirmation of their identities.
好了，这个是过去在旧约时代发生的这个献祭的事情。
So this is what we see the sacrificial system in the Old Testament.
我们来到现今，我们仍然没有献祭。
And then when we come to today, we no longer make all these offerings as sacrifices.
我们只有做这样一个小动物来献祭而已。
We have all these cartoons here. No.
我们真的没有拉一头牛进来杀掉，然后烤 barbecue。
We don't kill and barbecue a cow here.
Yeah, 这样的话，我们不需要献祭了。这样我们如何维持跟上帝美好的关系呢
？So since we no longer make sacrifices, how do we maintain our relationship with God?
弟兄们，我们现今怎么样维持跟上帝美好的关系
？How do we do it today?
不可能再献祭嘛，对吗？哦
，No longer should we slaughter a cow and barbecue it.
怎么样
？Then what do we do?
啊，祷告，还有呢
？We pray.
啊！大声点！通过耶稣基督啊，还有呢？还有什么 ？Anything else？ 宰了自己。OK， 他这个他其实有意思的，也是对，就是说将自己完全献上的意思啦。好 ，OK， 有神学的哦，虽然是有点笑笑，后面很有很多神学的意义在。对 ，Very good。
Okay， but we know Uncle Teng Xian enjoys self mutilation.
好，是你说过去有这种献祭来维持跟上帝们的关系。
So through sacrifice, the Old Testament people they maintain a relationship with God.
啊，现在没有献祭了，怎么办呢
？And what do we do today?
其实是有方法的。
Well, of course, we have our means.
呀，现今我们可以透过不同的方式来维持跟上帝们的关系。
Through different means, we continue to maintain our relationship with
God. 我们可以透过个人的这个临时的生活。
Through our quiet times.
我们可以透过什么读经啦、祷告啦、唱诗啦，来跟神维持那美好的关系。
Through reading prayer and singing worship songs, we maintain our relationship with God.
除了个人之外呢，我们还可以透过教会的生活来维持跟神美好的关系。
Apart from a personal devotional lifestyle, there's also our communal lifestyle.
比如说，我们来到教会里面有参加敬拜，我们这个就一个我们知道怎么向神敬拜的一个生活。
We have corporate worship.
我们教会有圣餐。
We have the Holy Communion.
让你每个月能够再次的能够回想自己跟神的那个关系。
Which reminds us every month our relationship with God.
我们可以透过教会的服事。
And we can and also through serving God.
比如说你参与宣教。
Perhaps we are involved in missions.
你参与社区的服务。
Or the community services.
甚至包括你上课。
Maybe we attend some classes.
Yeah, 都是能够让你的跟神的关系能够慢慢的自己维持好起来。
These are all means to maintain our relationship with God.
除了这两个之外，还有一个就是教会的节期。
Apart from all this, we also have in the church calendar different dates that we observe.
你会发现到我们喜年堂教会。
You will realize that in Jubilee.
我们是很看重节期的。
We put emphasis on the special dates.
怎么知道呢
？How do we know that?
来告诉我们。
Example.
你们至少在喜年堂有十年、二十年到五十年的会友在喜年堂。
Well, we are people here that's been with Jubilee for quite some time, 10, even 50 years.
来，怎么看得出教会？我们喜年堂教会是蛮看重这个教会节期的。比如说
，How can we tell that Jubilee put a focus on the special dates?
你怎么知道
？In the Christian calendar.
啊？圣灵
？Pentecost
不是OK。不是那个
永辉是圣灵充满的，我们知道。
对 ，OK， 好，就是说啊，教会的节期哈，永辉讲的教会的节期对吗？我们有降临节、圣诞节对吗？点蜡烛对不对？哦，还有什么节？受难节、大灾节，还有什么节？复活节，还有什么节？啊？很多节对不对都有 OK 好，这个是其中一个，还有什么呢？还有看到我们有没有注意到我们的讲台有什么变化？啊，颜色很好，对。
So we observe the various dates, Advent, Christmas, and so forth, and also we actually dress up the pulpit differently for different seasons.
大堂比较明显啊。哦，就头亮没有明显吗？有啦，应该有啦哦。
你无来，你搁讲。
OK， 有啦，应该有，因为哦，这重量比较小一点哦，啊，所以可能是看得不大太明显，都有啦，我就发现两个都有，好，所以可以透过教会节期来帮助我们维持跟神苗的关系。
And so through all the different seasons and dates in the Christian calendar, we maintain observing them. We maintain our relationship with God.
因为你当如果你发现了，你会知道教会节期呢是根据耶稣基督的一生的生平来去设计的。
We will realize the Christian calendar, church calendar, actually follows the life of Jesus according to the gospel.
比如说降临节是纪念什么呢
？For example, the Advent.
为什么有降临节
？Why do you observe the Advent?
降临节是为了什么？为什么有降临节？我们有降临节。
Why is there the season of Advent?
就是要让预备。迎接基督的再来。
That's for us to prepare the second coming of Christ.
圣诞节大家都很清楚，对吗？复活节呢？为什么有复活节
？Why do we celebrate the Easter day?
复活节为什么要庆祝复活节？卡奇，耶稣的复活非常好，掌声鼓励一下。
卡奇
的不错 ，OK， 好，是。所以透过这样的一个耶稣的一生。我们就看到，就是说，怎么去过我们每天生活。
And so we learn how to live our life through observing the life of Jesus.
所以可以很多方式，我们管道来去继续如何维持跟上帝苗的关系。
So there are many ways and means for us to do in order to maintain our relationship with God.
好了，讲到圣洁。
And talking about holiness.
现在我们要想问一两个问题，就是说，圣洁，上帝的圣洁是什么
？Then maybe we ask ourselves, what is God's holiness?
这样，上帝的圣洁，它带来了什么的影响力
？And what kind of impact does God's holiness bring to our world？
我们教会的营会的手册，我们都是以利未记的经文来给大家作为灵修。
In our book, in our devotional booklet, we base our devotions on from the book of Leviticus.
我相信弟兄姐妹都每天在看这个灵修的手册的内容。
And we have been, spending time reading them.
如果你已经这个四天里面的灵修的内容全部看完了
，you have actually read all this content.
你会发现到，就是说，它可以帮助我们晓得上帝设立这个祭司的制度和献祭的这个系统。
We find that it helps us to understand the whole system of the priests and the sacrifices.
它说明了一点
，and it tells us one main point.
说明了一点
，which is.
就是上帝的这个圣洁呢，是要带来赦免和他的同在。
Which is God's holiness bring about His forgiveness and His presence among us.
上帝的圣洁带来了上帝的赦免和他的同在。
His holiness brings about His presence and His.
他的赦免带来了医治。
Brings about healing.
它使到这个破裂的这个关系呢，能够得到修复。
That all the broken relationship may be restored.
赦免它带来了这个整个生命。
And in forgiveness, He also gives us new life.
让这个生命具有这个重新被建造的一个力量。
And being having new life, we can be built up once again.
就是这个上帝的圣血所带来的这个影响力。
And that is the what God's holiness brings about.
而不但如此。
Not only so,
上帝的圣洁
His holiness,
它是充满了什么呢
What is so filled with?
充满了爱、怜悯、勇气、正直跟公义等等
Love, compassion, righteousness, and so forth.
这是一种非常特别生命的这个样式
This is so we see in God such characteristics.
而且呢，他这种上帝的圣洁呢。的生命呢，更影响上帝的子民，更积极努力的活出圣洁生命的见证。
And His holiness really compels us to live a witness characterized by holiness as well.
就是行公义，好怜悯。
That is to do justice and love mercy.
不论在任何的时间、场所、处境里面。
And in any situation.
我们所谓的上帝的子民基督徒我们都会活出生命的见证行公义好怜悯
So in any situation we as God's witness we are to love justice and do justice and love mercy
而这些的认识跟观念
And all this understanding and our concepts
从旧约逐渐的发展一直来到新约
All this thinking, Christian thinking, developed since the Old Testament until today.
耶稣呢，更教导跟随他的人呢，一个属上帝的子民应该有的圣洁的身份是什么呢
？And Jesus teaches what kind of identity, how should we live our identity as holy people?
这是我们所熟悉的这一段的经文。
And the way to live it out is according to this passage that we are familiar with.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
We find it in John chapter 13, verse 35 and 34 and 35.
这里说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
He says, "A new commandment I give unto you." Hold on, I need to flip my Bible.
Yeah.就是我们大家非常熟悉的，就是耶稣给我们的这个教导，就是我们告诉我们说，我们要彼此相爱。
All right, allow me to read. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
所以从这样一个过程当中，我们就可以整理出上帝子民圣洁身份的标志呢，可以有两个。
So from this, we see that there are two marks that should be tied to our identity as people of God.
第一个就是赦免。
Firstly, we are to be people who are forgiving.
这个呢，我会将括弧就是用原谅跟饶恕。
Now, forgiving here, we are talking about letting go and.有点难了，又原谅老鼠。OK，
呀呀呀，两位也是 OK， 也是 same， 呀 ，forgive and forget， 类似这样。
OK，forgive and 忘记啊。OK，OK，
好，是因为通常华文的赦免这个字用词呢，通常比较是属于说是用上帝赦免人的罪，所以我就后面加原谅跟饶恕。
Okay, the reason is because in Chinese, when they use the word forgiveness, it points to God's forgiveness and forgiving man's sin. And therefore, in Chinese, Pastor Wei Kang actually expanded it to use forgive and forget.
Yeah. 当一个人受到严重打击或者伤害的时候
So when one, you know, receive a blow or, you know, feel hurt,
心里产生了很大的怨恨跟敌意
Then the person might just rise up with enmity and also, disgust.
请问，能不能够很容易的去原谅对方跟宽恕对方
？Would such a person who is hurt in this manner be able to forgive the other？
容易吗
？Would it be an easy thing to do？
容易说去原谅跟饶恕对方吗
？Would that be an easy thing to do？
我相信我们每个人都可能曾经有过被人伤害、被人打击的事情。
I believe we might have been hurt by others before.
可能我们可能在夫妻之间的关系有不忠的伤害。
It may be in our marital relationship there was once infidelity.
出轨
infidelity，
然后呢，同事之间呢，因为为了要升职，然后呢，原本是好朋友变成了敌人，因为他出卖你。
Maybe friends became enemy because there was backstabbing in the office because someone wanted to get promoted.
情侣呢之间的感情，因为呢欺骗呢，然后呢就分手。
There may be mistrust and lies among couples and lovers, and therefore there was breakups.
可能有些家人为了要争取财产，然后呢兄弟翻脸，父不认子，子不认父。
Maybe because of the inheritance and wealth, so family breaks up as well.
或者在学校里面，同学霸凌。来去欺负你
or maybe there's bully in the schools.
我们看到新加坡曾经因为有些同学因为被霸凌而跳楼自杀。
We have seen case of suicide because of bully.
请问，若是面对到这样的处境里面，你还能够说我去原谅跟饶恕对方吗
？Question: Will we be able to forgive the perpetrators or the people who have done wrong unto us?
我想很难。
I believe it will be very difficult.
很难去原谅跟饶恕对方。
Difficult to let go.
所以有时候要靠自己的能力，我去选择原谅跟饶恕是很不容易的事情。
And so to forgive based on our strength, that's something truly tough.
我们真的需要依靠圣灵的帮助和力量。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit and His strength.
当我们说我们是属上帝的圣洁子民
，When we say that we are people of God, holy people,
也表示说我们要很努力的去学习。仿效他的样式去过活。
That means we are to emulate him.
因为在圣经里面，我们时常会听到自己的经文。
Because we see this time and again in the Bible.
啊，上帝涂抹我们的过犯。
That God really just wipe away our sins.
上帝不再纪念我们的罪恶。
No longer that he take account of our sins.
所以呢，我们同样是不是也要学习上帝的这个对世人的样式一样？
Then are we supposed to therefore take after him to do likewise?
我们学习怎么去原谅跟饶恕对方。
To learn to forgive the other.
愿神帮助我们有这个从圣灵而来的这个能力，可以去选择跟原谅对方。
May God help us to do just what the Bible says based on His strength.
原谅和忘记能够医治我们不应该得到的伤害。
Forgive and forget will heal us from the unnecessary hurt that we might incur.
这是一句很有名的名言。
Well, this is a known saying.
原谅和忘记可以医治我们不应该得到的伤害。
Here says that forgive and forget the hurt that we do not deserve.
真实有价值的原谅或者宽恕。
And when this and for forgiving and forgetting that really means something.
不是单向的一厢情愿，而是双方都要真诚面对伤痛。
It's not a wishful act, but it's both parties willing to face the situation squarely.
一步一步的来去解决跟处理。
And step by step, get the whole thing resolved.
原谅和宽恕呢，需要在真诚的悔过中呢，来真诚的对话和在慈爱中来建立。
The forgive and forget really calls for a sincere dialogue.And then also to be able to rebuild one another.
这真的不容易做到。
This is really a challenge to do.
但是如果能够做到原谅跟宽恕对方
，But when we are able to forgive and forget,
可以帮助人呢在基督里成长。
It will help us to grow in Christ.
也让我们的生命能够被更新。
And then our lives will be renewed.
受伤的人呢就不再会以苦难为人生的焦点。
The one who is hurt will not keep focusing on the hurt received.
我们也不会再去对伤害说念念不忘，说怎么我受伤？什么是我？为什么是我？为什么是我受伤
？We will not keep playing the blaming game.
反而我们会可以说，我们放下的时候，我们原谅的时候，我们可以去分担别人的苦难。
Rather, we can put down the hurt and we can bear others' concerns and hurt.
第二个，我们讲到彼此相爱。
Secondly, we have to love one another.
当我讲彼此相爱的时候，我要分成两个部分。
And once again, we're going to divide this into two different points.
一个是个体的，一个是群体的。
Firstly, it's individual. Secondly, it's a community.
就对个人而言
，to the individual.
我们要怎么去学习彼此相爱
？How are we to learn to love one another?
其实，在教会里面还有很多机会去做这个彼此相爱的这个事情。
Well, the truth is, there are many opportunities for us to love one another in the church.
但是有没有说能够做出来，则是另外一回事。
But were we able to truly love one another? Then that's a different story.
因为口头上说"我爱你，我爱你，我爱你"，我们要彼此相爱很容易。
It's easy to say that we love one another.
但是要做的时候好像有点困难。
But to translate into action, that's harder.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当人他的心里面他慢慢没有那种怜悯的心的时候，
Because when we do not have a heart of mercy, or we start to lose that heart of mercy,
他就不有用动力说我要去关心人，我要去照顾身边有需要的人。
Then we do not have the impetus, the energy to go and care for people around us.
因为你会说关我什么事？
Because you will ask, what has that got to do with me?
这不是我的事情。
It doesn't involve or concern me.
Yeah, 你有问题，你的事情。
Or your own matter, you said it yourself.
啊，这个是一个其中的一个方面。
Well, this is one phenomena.
因为可能又有另外一种的一个情形出现。
But there's also other likelihoods.
就是说，心里面会害怕。
That is, the heart is filled with fear.
我很想要去关心那个人。
I wish to care for somebody.
我要去关心他，去照顾他。
To care and to, you know, help that person.
可是你怕对方跟你说。
But we are fearful that what we get from the other person.
我不要你关心。
Is that I don't want you to come near me.
我不要你来照顾我。
I don't want you to care for me.
就是用你的什么？
That is, what does that?
用你的热脸去贴人家的冷屁股。
Oh, that's to use your hot face to go and stuck people's cold buttock.
Oh, really good.
That's too direct. No, that means to face rejection, in other words. To face rejection.
Wow, really good translation. 鼓励，掌声鼓励一下。对。
讲得出屁股的话的，你们才要鼓励他。
所以呢，最后我好了，我就继续跟我自己认识的人在一起就好了。
And so what ended up is we just form cliques.
所以呢，我们就感觉说，在跟那些比较舒服的人在一起就好了。
And so those people you're comfortable with, we band with them.
啊，这个没有错。
It's not wrong to do so.
但是我更鼓励你。
But may I encourage us?
可以的话。
If we are able to.
出去。
To step out of our comfort zone.
尝试关心人。
Trying to care for the other people.
尝试祝福人。
To try to bless the others.
我们营会很多机会。
There's many opportunities to do so within the camp.
等下我们吃午餐的时候。
When you're having a lunch later.
除了你要照顾爸爸妈妈、照顾孩子之外。
Apart from taking care of your family members.
你请你哦，不要再跟你同桌的好朋友坐在一起。
May we sit with people, not only with people that we know very well.
去找一些不认识的人坐在一起可以吗？
But sit with someone that we know lesser.
对不对？你知道我们当中马来西亚来的人吗？
Do we know those people are campus among us who are Malaysians?
我们可以跟马来西亚的人坐一起，对吗？
We can actually lunch with them.
我们可以跟年轻人坐一起啊。
We can sit with the younger people.
呀，不要给他们整些年轻人在一堆。
Don't let them band as cliques.
啊，一些 uncle auntie 跑去跟他们坐一下。
Well, uncle aunties can join our young people.
哦，不一定说年轻人要拿那个茶跟饭给我们。
It doesn't mean that the young people are to serve us who are more senior.
我们 uncle 哦 auntie 可以拿水果饮料给你们喝的。
We can transform the kopi jek kopi so.
Okay 啊，好 okay 啊，好 okay 好，我们就做活出来做出来。
So that's what we can practice to care for another.
Yeah, 在群体方面。
So in terms of communal or in the community,
我以这个行公义好怜悯作为一个基础。
Let this do justice and love mercy be a basis for us in our actions.
来讲这个群体的彼此相爱。
To talk about how we love one another in the community.
不论是过去，我们都看到在台湾曾经发生过这个为了抗议贪污总统下台举行了红三军的游行。
What we have saw the red shirt protest in Taiwan because. Of all the 贪污突然间忘记了
corruption
of the president.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, 有几十万人出来参加游行。
Well, there are tens of thousands that actually came to protest.
我在台湾的时候，我也跟珍珍还有带我的孩子也去参加游行。
So he was one of those that added to the number.
因为那时候刚好讨论到这个婚姻家庭。一男一女的这个制度的时候
，because it was time that Taiwan was deliberating on the policy between one man, one woman, one family.
我觉得我身为一个基督徒，甚至包括我是一个教牧，我要站出来去参加游行。
And as a pastor, I need to be part of the demonstration.
我们也看到，在马来西亚也曾经发生了为了争取干净的选举，然后廉洁的政府呢，他们举行了王三军的这个游行，穿黄色衣服。
And for the sake of a clean government, a clean election, well, we saw the yellow shirt protest in Malaysia.
还有我们看到最近在香港，我们也看到发生了这个什么，就是要反对推行2019年逃犯与刑事事宜相互法律协助法律修订条例的案件，他们出来游行。
That sounds very long. Might as well you translate. No. Okay. Recently, also seen in Hong Kong because of the extradition law.There was another major demonstration.
Okay, 简单说就反送中这个事情。
反送中
啊，反送中。Okay, maybe it's okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm okay, not hurt.
他们走出来做一个游行。
So we see all these demonstrations.
你可以看到一点，就是说，当人民觉得说面对到一些极度不公、不平、不义的事情的时候，他们会勇敢站出来。
So we see that people stand up.When they see unrighteousness, when they see injustice,
他们表达对整个社会的群体，他们有的这个诉求的权利，他们要表达他们民主的声音。
As a social community, they want their voice being heard. They want their petition being heard.
所以他们勇敢地站出来做参与这个游行活动。
So they took courage and they protest and they have the demonstration on the streets.
当然可能有些人说这个游行可能有些关于政治啦。意图啦，或者利益的在里面。
Of course, you know, amongst all these protests and demonstrations, there may be some party interest involved.
但是我们却看到是很多呢，是因为人呢，因为他爱这个国家。
But by and large, it's because people love their country.
他希望这个社会能够在活在一个好的环境里面。
They want to see a better society.
所以他们呢，勇敢地站出来。
And so they stood up.
他们是为了要守护这个国家
，They are trying to protect
their country， 要这个社会的民主跟自由，所以勇敢站出来。
And for the freedom of this country and so forth, they stood up。
所以你看，在旧约里面不是有这事情吗
？And we also see this in the Old Testament。
在这些书卷里面，不是看到很多的先知们
？We saw many prophets。
他们为了当时候的这个政治，他们的宗教，还有各方面，他们勇敢的站出来说。
For the sake of politics and the society, they all stood up and spoke up.
这是不是神所写的事情？所以你就算是上帝的子民，你们做错了，你们都要悔改。
They have message. I mean, they say things like this is not the will of God, and you have done wrong, and you should repent.
当然有点很重要要提醒。
Of course, there's an important reminder here.
当你说要行公义的时候
，that when we want to do justice,
是为了别人的益处
，is for the sake of the other.
不是为了自己的益处
，not for one's own interest。
我去行公义，好怜悯。
That we go and do justice, we don't do that。
这个很重要的一个观念要记着。
So importantly, we do justice because
是为了别人的益处。请问我们身为基督徒
，So as Christians，
我们如何活出圣洁生命的见证出来呢
？How are we to live a witness of holiness？
我们是选择避而不见，还是勇敢站出来？
Do we turn a blind eye or do we step forward with courage?
我就总结今天我信息的这个重要的几点。
So here are a summary of our message this morning.
第一点就是我们认识上帝是圣洁的。
First is recognize that God is holy.
因为我们的神他是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
所以呢属于他的人也要圣洁。
So those who belong to him should be likewise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, 所以我们属于他的人我们也要圣洁。
So we who belong to God, we should be holy.
第二，我们要维持与上帝美好的关系。
We have to maintain a good relationship with God.
赦免带来了生命重新被建造的力量和医治。
Forgiveness gives life and healing.
然后呢，使到破坏的关系得到修复。
And restore broken relationships.
当然要靠自己呢是没有办法容易做到原谅跟宽恕。
It's not something that we can done by our own strength.
我们要恳求圣灵帮助我们。
We need to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们真的能够做到这一些。
That we may be able to accomplish all this.
Okay, 然后现在来到地上，我们要向外的。
And thirdly, it's about looking out.
我们说我们有圣洁圣门的标志。
Firstly, we say that we have the mark of holiness.
对不起，这个是我刚才讲的第三。
Sign of holy life.
这是我刚才讲的。刚才回到去第二点我们要维持跟上帝美好的关系。
That we are to maintain a good relationship with God.
就是过去呢，以色列人借着献祭呢，来希望得到罪被赦免和洁净。
That is in the past, forgiveness was actually administered through the sacrificial system.
然后呢，让自己成圣，可以亲近跟敬拜上帝。
So that one can become more holy and to continue to worship God.
直到神与人之间能够维持很好的关系。
And that the relationship between God and man can be maintained.
现在我们也因着耶稣基督救赎的恩典。
And today, based on the saving grace of Christ,
我们虽然没有了献祭的这个仪式，
although we no longer give offerings,
但是我们可以透过灵修生活，
but through our quiet time,
可以透过教会的生活，
through the life in church,
可以透过教会的节期，
and through all the, through the various seasons and dates in the church calendar,
让我们能够维持一个上帝美好的关系。
We continue to maintain a good relationship
with God. 然后活出圣洁生活的见证。
And live our witness of holiness.
好，刚才第三讲的就是赦免。
And then thirdly, it's about forgiveness.
接下来再讲第四，就是圣洁身份的标志，彼此相爱。
And then next, with the sign of holy life, loving one another.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们有那个好怜悯的心，能够不断不断的加强。
That we will increase ever more in loving mercy.
让我们能够勇敢的，能够主动去关爱人，去照顾身边有需要的人。
That we may love and care for others courageously.
让我们有这个爱。
That we have this love from God.
面对到各种不公不义的事情的时候。
That when we see injustice.
我们能够勇敢站出来发声音。
We will step forward courageously and speak up.
当然也可以劝勉对方。
And also to perhaps to also encourage the other person to talk to the other person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
对一个真正的基督徒来说
，For a real Christian,
在上帝的面前
，Before God,
因着你我呢，在基督里，我们拥有了圣洁的地位。
Because of what we have in Jesus, that is holiness.
而在这同时呢，我们也必须靠着基督所赐的能力。
At the same time, we rely on the power of Jesus, the power
让我们能够过这个圣洁的生活。
To live a life that's characterized by holiness.
借着基督
and through Jesus,
你我在上帝的面前的地位是圣洁的
You and I are holy before God.
借着基督
through Jesus,
在生活中我们可以活出基督的样式
we can live out the image of Christ in our lives.
我们被烙印了我们是上帝圣洁的子民
We have been branded, labeled, or marked. We are people of holiness.
在你身上你已经被烙印了有上帝圣洁的子民
There's a mark on us. We are people of holiness.
你有那种的身份
That's our identity.
我们就要活出来。
Then we live out a life as such.
正如我们今年的这个讲营会的主题。
Just as our theme for this year's camp.
虽然我们都是平凡人。
Although we are commoners.
但是我们却能够成为主所重用的器皿。
But we can be instruments
Amen.
Used by God.
我们是平凡的，我们是平凡人。
We are common people.
但是我们靠着基督的这个力量。
But by the strength of God,
我们能够成为他合用的器皿。
We can be appropriate instruments of God.
Amen. 那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你，透过利未记的这个阅读，让我们能够看到过去的以色列人，他们是如何透过这献祭的方式，能够认识你是圣洁的神。我们也看到他们透过这个献祭的仪式跟条例，使他们能够维持跟你美好的关系。虽然现在我们不再有这个献祭的仪式跟条例，但是我们仍然还有这个我们个人的这个灵修生活。我们可以透过教会的这个生活，我们可以透过教会的节期，让我们能够通过不同的方式跟管道来维持与你美好的关系。天父，求你更帮助我们，让我们能够靠着你所赐给我们的力量，在生活上能够活出上帝圣洁子民的这个身份的标志，让我们能够在面对各种事情上特别是被伤害被打击的事情上，神啊，你帮助我们能够怎么去选择原谅跟饶恕。神啊，你更帮助我们，让我们能够在我们身边看见有需要的时候，主啊，我们愿意去关心去关爱他们。主啊，当我们看到世界上有许多不公不义不事情发生的时候，神啊，你帮助我们能够勇敢站出来，能够为这个不公不义的事情来发声。主啊，求你帮助我们，使我们能够在世上过一个你所喜悦的生活。虽然我们是一个平凡人，但是我们看着主你所赐我们的力量，我们成为你能够成为你所合用的器皿。感谢你，赞美你，如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。好，谢谢。